we certainly normally we kind of ease into a show today. We get right into it, and joining us on the guest line, very proud to have Drayton McLean with us. Drayton McLean Jr., one of the one of the Baylor's great benefactors, just had an incredible career in business, and certainly has given so much to Baylor University, my alma mater. And we appreciate Drayton. We appreciate you so much. And it was very exciting, by the way, to see a member of your family at the White House the other day making a speech. I thought that was really cool.
Well, that was an unusual experience, Matt, and thank you for inviting me on the show. And when you went to Baylor, my oldest son, Drayton III, I think was one of your good friends.
That's right. In fact, I know it may be hard for you to believe that I attended Sunday school, but with Drayton and Amy, they were in our Sunday school class, and I think we were all starting out our marriages, and so we were all there together trying to learn as we go. So it's been a lot of fun to keep up with him, and he's involved in Dave Campbell's Texas Football Magazine. What a unbelievable thing that is over the years, and it's just really cool that your family's a part of that. Now,
were asking me about our youngest son. He's three years younger than Drayton and yourself, and his name is Denton. And we have a family company in Houston, McLean Global, which is in the export and import of food products from all over the world. And we got involved in a project with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Baylor University, and that is where we're sending food boxes to high school or school-age young people that don't live near their school where they could pick up their meals. And so we're shipping these boxes to their homes, and we think we'll ship 300,000 or 400,000 of these boxes in the next couple of weeks. And so the President of the United States invited our son Denton, who is in charge of McLean Global, up to the White House and was standing beside the President and the Vice President, and he asked him to tell about this program, which helps young people, school-age young people all over the United States. So it's something we're very proud of and something that's going to make a big difference in America.
Boy, I tell you, I might have been a little nervous out there in the Rose Garden. I think they were actually inside, from what I could tell, watching that speech. But your son, I thought, stepped up and did a really nice job. And I don't know, Drayton, you think he may try to get the bug for politics, spending a little time up there at the White House at all?
I sure hope he stays focused in business for right now. But Matt, it shows you what a Baylor degree is worth. And he said that, you know, you remember the speech courses you took in Baylor and the other courses you took and learning how to express yourself and to talk about your thoughts and your ideas. And he said Baylor really helped prepare him for that. So, hats off to Baylor University.
Yeah, that's and you love the school and have given so much, and your family's given so much. Now, I understand. I saw you on Twitter. By the way, when did you become so? I mean, I've noticed it lately. You are very good on social media, on Twitter. Is that how far? When did you get so involved in Twitter? Because you've been really built really strong here lately.
When you have two sons that are the age of Drayton III and Denton, they are the ones that encouraged me to do that. And my wife also did, too. So we've been somewhat engaged in that, trying to express our thoughts on, you know, we were had owned the Astros for 19 years. So we've been in Major League Baseball and sports and excited about sports in general, and then particularly sports for the Baylor Bears, and not only football but basketball and their other programs, and then we own a magazine which is the Dave Campbell High School Football, and so we're just trying to express our thoughts and our ideas to help inspire people and lift people up.
Well, you've done a great job of it. It is Drayton McLean Jr. joining the Matt Mosley Show, ESPN Central Texas. Tell us a little bit more of this collaboration with Baylor. I know there's some other companies involved. How many children? Y'all are already doing this during the summer. What you did during this pandemic is to marshal all your forces and go, okay, we need to take care of school kids across our country right now and help them, especially those that are going to be missing out on these free lunches and those types of things that people depend on. Those are two lunches these children know they're going to get, and suddenly when they're not at school, everything changes. How many people have you reached in the past through your summer program, and then what have you been able to accomplish kind of on the fly here recently?
Well, this is a brand new program, Matt, and it's the program of food to public schools all over America. Big end of their funding comes from the Department of Agriculture, but our Department of Agriculture recognized that in almost every school district, there are a lot of kids that live away from school. Look how many kids ride the buses to school, and that they couldn't come into the school each week and pick up their breakfast and their lunch. So they approached us. They approached Baylor University, and Baylor University approached McLean Global. If we could, Baylor would organize the program through the Department of Agriculture, but then McLean Global would buy all of the wide variety of products they wanted. They gave us the types of products that would be in each box, and then we would fill the boxes and ship it to them. And it's one of the big needs is in Alaska, because people are so remote all over Alaska. So we're going to be shipping a lot of boxes through Alaska, Montana, a lot of rural areas, and you know there are a lot of rural areas in Texas. So we think the program is just starting. This is the first week, but we think here in 2 to 3 weeks there could be at least 200,000 boxes shipped. But over the life of the program, which is destined to go through April or possibly May, it'd be several hundred thousand boxes.
Yeah, it is a remarkable undertaking. What is it, by the way, about Central Texas? You could have lived anywhere in the world. Certainly you had a place in Houston because there you were owning the Astros. But what is it? I know it's your boyhood home and all of that, but what is it that has kept you all these years sort of making Temple and Central Texas your home base? What is it that you love so much about this whole area, even Waco obviously being where your alma mater is?
Well, I grew up in Cameron, Texas, which is about 50 miles south of Waco, and I grew up there, had two older sisters, and then I lived there until I went to Baylor, and then after Baylor, I went to 2 years, lived in East Lansing, Michigan. I went to graduate school at Michigan State, and when I finished there in 1959, see, none of you or any of your listeners were born in 1959.
That's
but
not true.
When I finished there at Michigan State in 59, I went back into business with my father, and we then in 1966 moved McLean Company to Temple, and then it just grew from here. So I'd lived here my entire life, but in building McLean Company, we built distribution centers all over the United States and delivered all over the country, and so I traveled almost every week. 3 to 4 days every week out of Temple. But we raised our two sons here in Temple. They went to public school, and they were Temple Wildcats. Both of them were on the football program. And then we raised them here, and even though we had the Astros for 19 years, we had an apartment in downtown Houston, but we still had our home here, and we enjoyed Temple. We enjoy Central Texas. I view it not just as Temple or Belton, but the entire Central Texas area, which includes Waco. And, you know, when you live here, people judge you by who you are and what type of person you are and how you live your life. And so we just have friends everywhere, and we wanted to maintain all of that.
It is Drayton McLean joining the Matt Mosley Show, ESPN Central Texas. What is your, it has to be such an interesting place for you, having owned and loved the Astros and been through some tough times with them, and then of course you saw them. A lot of the people you helped, have laid the groundwork for some of those unbelievable drafts that they had. But to see what happened with this scandal, and of course you sold it several years before that happened. But it has to be kind of a weird thing for you to watch a organization, with the manager fired, the general manager suspended, everything that's happened didn't happen on your watch, but having owned it for so long and loved that organization, what has that experience been like watching what's become of the Astros?
Well, it breaks your heart because I learned from my parents, and I know you did from your parents, and we tried to teach our sons of how you live your life. And ours has always been honesty and integrity and high Christian principles in everything we did. And for the 19 years we owned the Astros, that's how we managed the Astros. And it just kind of breaks your heart that they did that. They had some really, really talented players. And, you know, you just I think they could win it on their own. But it's unfortunate that they got involved in that. And, you know, it was a surprise to everyone when this was revealed 7 or 8 months ago.
Do you miss it?
A big disappointment.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you miss being an owner? I mean, obviously you have so many various business projects and things, charity work you're involved with. But the day-to-day, being an owner of a Major League Baseball team, do you miss that?
That, Matt, that was totally different. I ran McLean Company, which was a large operation all over the United States and had thousands of employees. That was fun and interesting, and I continued to do that and run the Houston Astros. But the Astros, is really one of the smallest companies I've ever been responsible for because, you know, on a major league team, you only have 25 players and a manager and 7 or 8 coaches, and the entire organization is less than 200 people. But it is just fascinating. But what brought you together was the enjoyment and the fun that the citizens of Houston and Texas saw in the Astros playing well and having great players. So you miss the challenge of putting together a winning team, selecting the players, and the minor league system was fascinating. Could talk about that for hours, and then developing good players and becoming a champion and going to the World Series in 2005 was really an exciting time. Building Minute Maid Park, it took 6 years, almost 7 years, to get that started and built, and now it was opened in 2000, so, you know, it is 20 years old. But it still is, I think, one of the best stadiums in America. So the entire process was challenging, interesting, and fun. But in life, you got to keep moving. So it was great memories. And in 19 years, I went to almost 3,000 baseball games.
My goodness, and had one of the best seats in the house. I always remember you and the family, especially during some of those playoff games, sitting back there. It was always fun to see it. It's Drake McLean joining the Matt Mosley Show, ESPN Central Texas. I wanted to ask you real quick about this new football coach at Baylor. I think we all know you were extremely close to the previous coach, and but now that Dave Aranda is here, Matt Rhule had a great run, turned things around after the scandal. What have you been able to – have you spent some time with Coach Aranda, and what do you think of the staff that he's put together?
Well, I'm very impressed with him. I had a couple of opportunities to talk to him personally. Didn't get a chance to spend a lot of time with him because when he got here after winning the national championship at LSU, that he has hit the ground running, and, you know, it was recruiting season, and then they thought they were going to be having – the spring games and you know, the spring workouts, but they did not. But he's been so entirely busy, but talk to him. But knowledgeable football people that I've talked to, not only in Texas but around the country, they speak very, very highly of him, his leadership, that he's a person of great integrity and Christian values, and that he's going to be a good asset for Baylor University. So we certainly look forward to his leadership and bringing this forward. We just got to hope the best we can that everything's rolling by the time September gets here.
Do you have optimism toward that? I mean, you have you've got doctor friends and people in that world who public health experts and that kind of thing. You know the Coopers. You know Kenneth Cooper and that whole gang. Do you? Are you optimistic that there will be a football season?
I am surely not qualified to offer, a highly educated opinion. But, sometimes when we hit the darkest side of it, beyond that is a cure, and life gets better. And I think not too distant future, we're going to see a great step forward. So I'm very optimistic that by September, you know, right now that's a long time down the road, but I feel very optimistic that we will. You know, and school needs to get started again. Public school needs to fire up again. Mm-hmm. Universities, higher education needs to keep moving forward. So we need to bring things back to normal as quickly as we can in the correct way.
There needs to be Temple football at McQueen Stadium. Is that really what you're
Absolutely.
Saying?
Absolutely. Yeah. Or Cameron Yeoman football in Cameron, Texas.
That's right. I was accidentally calling that your boyhood, that Cameron. I forget that, but Cameron Yeo, yeah, y'all. That's been a very powerful
really
program.
Like it's a city of about 6,000, but they really take a great deal of pride in their football. But the whole school system down there is something that people are quite excited about and have been for 100 years. Isn't this going to be the 100th year coming up of Texas high school football?
Yes.
In the UIL.
Yeah. By the way, what was
so
your sport in?
That's something to really get ready to celebrate.
I think we need to do it. Last thing I'll ask you, what was your sport, by the way, when you were coming up there at Cameron?
When you were at Cameron, you participated in all of them. You know, when you're in a small school, you had a chance to succeed or be a part of all the sports. So you kind of enjoyed them all through there. And so you know, it's something you just take a pride of being involved.
Well, listen, we certainly appreciate it, and great catching up with you. And I hope we're all gathered at McLean Stadium come September. But you know, you're right. At some point, this is going to lift, and I think we're going to all appreciate sports and being together more than ever.
We're going to be ready to charge, and we just got to keep positive, keep strong on our Christian faith, and continue to move forward.
Drayton, thank you so much. Really appreciate you being on with us.
Thank you for inviting me. It's an honor to be on your show, Matt.